This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Police have arrested a man in connection with the shooting on East Colfax earlier this month. One person died and five were injured. The suspect is currently being held on investigation of murder in the first degree and five counts of investigation of attempted murder in the first degree. A motive is still unknown. There's a spending item tucked away in Governor Jared Polis's $40 billion budget plan that shows just how serious the Colorado River drought has become. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
Polis wants to spend nearly $2 million in the next fiscal year on a new team of experts for the coming negotiations over the Colorado River Compact.
This is for us to assemble the technical analysis and support that we need under greater pressure, legal and political, right? Legal and political. And with this relatively modest investment, we feel that we will be in a better position to up our game on protecting Colorado's water rights.
The existing agreement governs how tens of millions of people in seven states use the Colorado River, and much of it is set to expire in 2026. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
The suspect in the shooting in an LGBTQ nightclub in Colorado Springs made an initial court appearance virtually today and will be held without bond. Prosecutors say the alleged shooter walked into Club Q late Saturday night and began firing before bystanders stopped the attack. The suspect is scheduled to be in court again on December 6th, but defense attorneys have asked to move that date. Right now in Denver, it's 34 degrees and mostly cloudy. This is CPR News. It's 7:06.